Now, Miles, you know that BP has now paid something like $368 million to individuals and businesses who've suffered financial losses due to the Deepwater Horizon oil gusher that started, of course, earlier this year. But there are thousands of claims that are still left unresolved. And the new man in charge, of course, is Ken Feinberg. You might remember him. He oversaw the victims' funds for the World Trade Center. He's going to officially take over the claims process. He talked to us yesterday on The Takeaway. Excuse me, he talked to us last week, and he sounded pretty confident that things were going to go smoothly.
You have been directly impacted by the spill. You can't fish. You've suffered economic harm. Demonstrate that harm and get a check.
It's not going to be that simple.
He makes it sound
yeah,
simple.
Yeah, it's not going to be that like simple. That, according to internal documents acquired by our partner, the New York Times, those seeking compensation most likely are going to have to waive their right to sue not only British Petroleum, or BP, excuse me, but also all the other major defendants involved in the spill. Joining us right now with this exclusive story is New York Times national correspondent Ian Urbina. Thanks for joining us, Ian.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, months ago, President Obama said that folks who suffered financial damage due to the oil gusher would be compensated. In fact, let's hear exactly what he said.
We have begun preliminary conversations about how do we structure a mechanism so that the legitimate claims that are going to be presented, not just tomorrow, not just next week, but over the coming months, are dealt with justly, fairly, promptly.
All right. Justly, fairly, promptly. How close are we going to come to that?
I mean, I think in a lot of ways we will come close. I think there are some large swaths of people who will not be eligible, and I think that those, you know, groups, those interest groups are going to push back pretty strongly as soon as the protocol, the rules for eligibility are made public.
Okay. Before we get to those rules, I'm thinking, you know, you say interest group. I'm thinking of a guy like Stanley O'Beer. You know, we've talked to him. He runs a trucking company that hauls oysters and seafood from Louisiana and bait to Louisiana, from Louisiana. And he's having trouble filing a claim. And he spoke to one of our producers back at the end of July.
I've talked to 16 different agents, and I got a list of every one of them that I've talked to down there. They keep shuffling the paper around. And I called down there yesterday, and they tell me, well, they're changing the phone system. We can't even get a reply within 24 hours, and then we might not get it today because I never got a reply from anybody today after doing stuff yesterday.
Exactly. He's one of the people that we are talking about. We're going to get Ian back on the line here in just a minute. Meanwhile, we'd like to know how you think of justly, fairly, and promptly.
Well, you know, I was watching Thad Allen being interviewed by Charlie Rose last night, and he had a really interesting point. He said, you know, BP is in the business of exploring for oil. They're not good at small transactions like this. They're not in this business. This is not what they're designed to do.
Well, but that's why you have Feinberg trying to do this, right?
Right.
The part that I don't understand, though, is why, if you take one kind of check, you're not going to be able to go ahead and try to get redress elsewhere.
Well, it's sort of like double dipping in a way. I sort of get that. They want to be able to cap it somehow from the perspective of the corporation.
Cap it.
Yeah. If you will. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry about that term.
We're back with Ian Urbina. Ian, talk about how geography is going to make a big difference here in terms of whether you get aid or not.
Folks who are close to the shore are going to have a much greater chance of getting paid, and that makes intuitive sense. But there are a lot of people who may not be close to the affected area, but who may have been as impacted or more. So take, for example, the small gas station owner who's 50 miles away from the shore but adjacent to the bridge that everyone uses to get to the Gulf Coast. And when tourism dropped off drastically, that gas station nearly went out of business. That person is probably going to have a hard time getting reimbursed. And it's that category of people and businesses that are going to be very frustrated by the geography variable.
Here's another question. We're talking about BP, but if you take a check from this fund, that means that you can't go after some of the other companies who are involved, Halliburton, Transocean, Cameron International, and they haven't contributed to that $20 billion fund. So does that mean they're off the hook?
Well, two things to point out with that. Number one, that's not yet decided. That's likely to be the case, but it's not definitive. And number two, that only applies for the final settlement, meaning the big chunk of money that you're going to apply to get to make yourself whole, not these smaller emergency payments. But indeed, as you describe, these other potential defendants, these other companies, are going to be let off the hook. And it, what's interesting is it doesn't just apply if you take a final settlement from BP, you can't then take money, attempt to sue Transocean. And that even applies to the rig workers themselves. So the rig workers who were injured or killed by the explosion, not just the spill, are also likely going to be in a position in which they can either sue, say, Transocean. And if they sue Transocean, they then cannot attempt to seek any payment, any final settlement from BP. They have to sort of choose one or the other. I think that's going to be an element that's going to get a lot of pushback.
I was just going to say, how are you supposed to know the right place to sue?
Yeah, I mean, this is a gamble for a lot of these people. They have to figure out who is most likely to pay and isn't going to drag it out. And so a rig worker, again, who is a Transocean worker, may think I should sue Transocean because they were my employer and they're most responsible for me. But if they do that, they're probably not going to be able to apply to the BP fund, which clearly is going to pay money out quicker.
Okay.
That's its whole point.
Ian Urbina, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, on this exclusive story on the restitution fund. Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.